Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. Unhealthy conditions, that's the word from Air Quality, who point out smoky air in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity County. Smoke levels in these areas have been classified as unhealthy, creating a health hazard due to the fires in Mendocino and on the Oregon border. People are recommended to restrict any outdoor activity. Symptoms that may be related to excess smoke include repeated coughing, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, wheezing, chest tightness or pain, and lightheadedness. If you have any of these symptoms listed above, please contact your healthcare provider. Saturday morning, Eugene police broadcast information of an Amber Alert. The information detailed a parental kidnapping from the Oregon Department of Human Services in Eugene. The suspect is Angelo Munez, age 47, of Lebanon, Oregon. He was suspected of abducting his 1.5-year-old daughter while on a supervised visit. The information specified that he suffered from mental disorders and substance abuse. That afternoon, a CHP officer monitoring the broadcast set up on southbound US 101, where he eventually saw the vehicle and followed it, pulled it over, but the suspect was not there. Instead, two females were, Lori Garza Ramirez and Julia Cristina Reyes. Using information from his interview with the two women, Officer Bowen located Munez and the abducted child at Redwood Park in Arcata, where Munez was arrested on a warrant issued for the kidnapping, and the girl was taken into protective custody. Julia Reyes was also taken into custody on charges of delaying and obstructing officers during the investigation. The girl appeared to be unharmed, in good health, and the protective custody of the Oregon Department of Human Services. We asked Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum about the crime rate trends. He says the lower-level crimes are way up, while some other, perhaps more serious categories, are going down.
Our rate of crime, the increase in our rate of crime on the various categories, particularly those low-level ones, you know, car thefts. Our car thefts are up 102%. And some of our other, larceny. Larceny's up like 42. But all those type of crimes are way off the board. Some of the other ones are not. In fact, there's been a decrease in, like, felony family abuse situations, rape, and some of those. There's a decrease in those, but an increase in the ones where the people are not going to jail. They're not being held accountable. So why not go out and reoffend?
The pressure from the state to ultimately let low-level crime offenders back out on the streets is keeping law enforcement busy. So busy that it's a statewide problem. Harpum says that other police chiefs up and down the state are having the same results. More KINS News after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
Updating this morning's story as Mendocino sheriffs continue looking to make arrests for those connected to some discovered marijuana fields. The locations were connected to three search warrants that all together led to the seizure of nearly $5,500 and approximately 900 plants. Five arrests were made in a series of events that took place last Thursday. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. The containment rate is going up as firefighters tackle difficult terrain working to limit the growth of the North Pass Fire, a blaze responsible for 42,000 burned acres, 7 destroyed homes, and 9 outbuildings. While the North Pass Fire threatens 11 residences and 2 commercial properties, fire officials say they have 62% containment. That's a much better number than the 45% previously reported. Evacuations have been limited for many areas so that property owners may return, but there are still restrictions in place. Expect closures for all areas of the Ranger District north of Mendocino Pass Road to the Six Rivers in Shasta. That would be Highway 7. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.